I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden, and we are at the Kara Golden Show. I'm so, so excited to have my next guest here. We have April Gargiulot, who is the founder of Vintner's Daughter. And I adore April. So you'll hear some like friendship in this conversation as well. I'm so, so excited to have her on here. April started the California-based Vintner's Daughter with just one item, the Active Botanical Serum, which if you have not heard about it, you've been living under a rock because it is the most amazing product with many celebrity followers, including people like Gwyneth Paltrow and Tracee Ellis Ross, just to name a few. April's mission has always been to create fewer products that did more. And she has taken an idea that she was super passionate about and curious about and turned it into not only a reality, but a super fledgling business. And I can't wait to not only hear more about April's entrepreneurial journey, but also just to share it with everybody too. So without further ado, welcome April.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you so much for that amazing introduction, too. That was great. So, you kind of crushed it. We have a hard time kind of synthesizing all that we want to be in the world into a single sentence, and I feel like you just did it.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, I absolutely adore everything that you're doing, so it's a pleasure to have you on. So let's start at the beginning. I'd love for you to share with our listeners. I gave a little bit of a brief synopsis of Vintner's Daughter, but I'd love for you to describe it. Like, how is it unique?
This is the thing that I struggle with, Kara, is because I got into skincare because I was somebody who had struggled with skin all my life and was buying what I thought were the very best products. And it wasn't until I was actually pregnant with my first daughter that I started looking at the ingredients of everything and was shocked that these so-called luxury products I was buying were, if you looked at the ingredients, or really anything but. You know, my background is winemaking. I come from a winemaking background. And so I come from this place that has this like very deep respect for quality and craftsmanship and taking the time it takes to make the very finest of something, right? There are no shortcuts in winemaking. There are no kind of ways to cut corners. And I'm looking at all these expensive so-called luxury products I'm using, and I'm just shocked at how low quality they are. 0.01% active ingredient. The rest is filler. And oftentimes the filler is toxic to both myself and the environment. Once I opened my eyes to it, I couldn't unsee it. And so that was the genesis of Vintner's Daughter. It was, how do I create a true luxury skincare company that was built off the same kind of meticulous commitment to craftsmanship and to quality, and to create, like you said in that beautiful introduction, to create fewer but better products, fewer products that deliver, that were made because they were made from the finest raw materials and because those materials were honored through very thoughtful, meticulous with craftsmanship and formulation techniques, they delivered even more. And that's where we stand today. As you know, we've just introduced our third product ever. And so three products in 10 years, it's very unheard of in the beauty world. That's very much driven by this idea that I'm putting it in quotations because I think it's a little bit bogus, but this like innovation, which is really not anything new. It's just kind of marketing hype to drive this idea of new. And I don't believe in it. I want to create products that last the test of time. I want to create the product that you marry for life, right? Like you're check that off the list. You're finished searching for your ultimate moisturizer, your ultimate hydrator, your ultimate cleanser. So, see, I told you I can't be nearly as succinct as you.
No, I think you did. So prior to starting Vintner's Daughter, you were running your family's winery in Napa, and then you just come up with this product. I mean, did you want to be in the beauty industry?
Years.
Yeah.
Years. Yeah. I, so So I was doing, in the, you know, the, our family winery is small. It's 5,000 cases a year. So this was not this like huge organization, but it required a lot of travel. So I was doing a lot of travel all over the world, which is fun for a while. And then I wanted to start a family and I was a little burnt out from it all and thought I would create. And at the same time, I was having this moment with all of these very expensive lotions and potions I had been using that like, these are kind of gross. I don't want to use these anymore. At that point, my only alternative was to like, you know, go to Whole Foods and buy, you know, like coconut oil or whatever. Like there was no luxury natural, right? It didn't exist. And performance, right? Like, and I was dealing with all sorts of skin stuff. So I really needed performance. You know how it goes. It's like that coup de foudre. It's like that lightning in a bottle. It's like everything just happens at the right time. And it's that mix of, I guess, of, you know, what do they say? Luck is a mix of, you know, timing and preparedness. So I think it all came together for me as a result of being, you know, kind of burned out from all the travel of winemaking, really unsatisfied with my options as far as performance-driven skincare and having a moment in my life where I could kind of step away and really kind of focus on developing. At the time, it was the single product that was going to kind of like change my skin.
Had you heard that, you know, the elements that you ultimately ended up using, that you were around every day, had you heard that that was really great for your skin? I created Hint in my kitchen and I started making it. I didn't think until after it was something that I was drinking every single day that I would actually take it to market. Was it kind of the same story that you were using?
I was creating what was the perfect skincare for me. Mm-hmm. Somebody who was dealing with pigmentation, someone who was dealing with, at that point, kind of the, you know, kind of the first signs of aging, someone who was dealing with acne. I was dealing with, you know, I just had a lot of kind of inflammation in my skin. And so it was the perfect product for me, right? And every bottle takes, you know, still today, every bottle takes 3 weeks to produce. We don't use extracts. We don't use synthetics. Most skincare is like, I always compare it to like a meal replacement bar. It's made with all synthetic ingredients. It can sit on a shelf for 1500 years. What we're doing is we begin with whole plants. So we're sort of feeding the skin like this beautifully prepared plate of whole food. And ultimately, the product that we create is able to just have a much deeper connection and ultimately performance with the skin. And so I was creating my perfect product. And I remember, I mean, it's so funny to think, and you probably have the same thing, to think about how you start, like how small you start, right? I mean, I had a website that worked, right? I mean, that was literally it. Okay, right? And at first, you know, I knew every single person who placed an order. My mom, my aunts, my cousins, you know, I knew everyone. And then slowly I started seeing people, names in cities that I had never been to, names I didn't recognize. And it just started to grow word of mouth. Even today, you know, we do sort of a little survey to say, how did you hear about us? Because we're really fascinated to know how our customers hear about us. Over 90%, it's word of mouth. Yeah, still today.
That's wild. That's definitely how we started as well. And I was building our initial website out. And, you know, I mean, it's very, very similar story. So I can only imagine when you were launching, you know, you had this one product and you probably talked to people in the beauty industry and they told you, oh, no, you have to have a bunch of products in order to launch. And I mean,
you are correct.
Right. And I think back on for you looking at that time and sort of how confusing it must have been for you. How did you find the courage to just go and try?
You know, I don't know if it was courage, but I just wasn't scared to fail. I don't know what to like, or I should say it like this. Like I had already won because of what was in that bottle. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I had already like there was that was it. Like for me, that was the kind of the finish line was that I had created the ultimate serum for your skin with active botanical serum. And so everything else really felt like gravy. But I will tell you that I felt very, you know, there was many days where I felt like you just don't understand me. Not you, but like the industry. I'm like, you just don't get it. Like you just don't understand what I'm doing here. Because at the time, it was kind of the apotheosis of this like 25-step Korean skincare routine that like, you know, I always say, you know, like that funny old thing about like the higher your hair, you're closer to God kind of thing that like they would say, right? It was like, you know, the more steps you had in your skincare routine, the closer to God you were. And I don't know what it says about me that I just wanted a single step, but you know, nonetheless, that was what I wanted, a single step that kind of delivered so much. And, but I was told over and over again, you need more. We can't put you on the shelves. We don't know how to talk about a single product. You need more. And I was told by people who knew, who had been in the industry for a very long time, don't even worry about what's in the bottle. Just put a label on it. You've already got your hero product. That's all you need. The rest don't even matter. It's there just to kind of like take up space. Mm-hmm. And that is how most skincare companies still operate today.
So interesting. And so when you got the word out initially, I mean, you gained a pretty, I think, fast cult following to it. Did you get it in the hands of people?
No. Yeah, I knew no one. I did not know makeup artists. I did not know celebrities. Like it was, I mean, still to this day, I think, how in the world did that happen? Because you mentioned these incredible celebrities, incredible individuals who were big supporters of ours from day one. And I still to this day have no idea how they found us.
That's what I was wondering. Who was the first person that you sort of like were like, oh my gosh, like
OMG, Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
Tracee Ellis Ross talked about us in People magazine and I almost passed out.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. And, I'm sure she must've found it through a makeup artist because I will say that somehow makeup artists found us first. So there was a makeup artist, her name's Mary Phillips. She works with, I think she works with all the Kardashians. And anyway, she's an extraordinarily accomplished makeup artist and she found us early. And I think that she was one of the very first to kind of like get us in the hands of those folks. But I don't know where she found it.
Yeah.
No idea.
That's so funny. Well, you know, it's interesting. I think sort of conventional wisdom for so many people thinking about launching products is that you have to have industry experience. And the reality is that the people that actually change industries typically come from a totally different industry. And you're just such a great example. When I launched Hint, I had come from the tech industry. I was not in this industry. Right. And there's just over and over again, I've just found so many examples of this. So it's such a pleasure to kind of hear your backstory on that you didn't come from this industry and great products find their way out there.
I oftentimes, especially in San Francisco, because we are surrounded in the Bay Area by, it's tech. I often feel like I'm like an expat. You know what I mean? I'm like a foreigner living in another country.
Totally.
Because it's so odd to make something that you can actually hold in your hand, you know?
It's so, so true. So you came out with your second product a few years ago. How did you decide to do that?
Well, okay. So the way we make product is, again, like I said, it's very unique. We begin with whole plants and we're starting some of the most nutrient dense whole plants in the world. And we start with whole plants because those plants and your skin speak literally the same language. Mm-hmm. They are made from the same nutritive building blocks. So there is no translation that has to happen, right? Your skin understands it, sees it, puts it to work. And all those nutrients come to the skin in the very most precise ratios, which is also very important. So inside of that world, this world of whole nutrients is this kind of scientific fact that nutrients are either oil soluble or they are water soluble. For instance, vitamin C is a water soluble nutrient. Vitamin E is a oil soluble nutrient. So I knew with Active Botanical Serum, which is an oil-based moisturizer, we were delivering all of the oil soluble nutrients. We were having an extraordinary impact on the skin with all of these extraordinary oil-soluble nutrients, again, in all these very ideal ratios. I also knew that there was a world of water-soluble nutrients that the skin also needed in order to become its most balanced, healthy self. And that was what drove the development of Active Treatment Essence. How do we create a product that is able to deliver in that same way, in that same kind of very deeply connective way to the skin, all those beautiful hydrating water-soluble nutrients? And that was how Active Treatment Essence developed.
And you just launched a cleanser. You barely touched on this, which is just, it's amazing. And so I'm so—
Our third product in 10 years, triple the size now.
So were consumers asking you for that product?
We're so lucky. So our community, I'm sure like our community is extraordinary. They're so supportive and beautiful, and we love to hear from them. So we often ask, are there other products that you would want? And cleanser was something that from day one, people were asking asking for a cleanser made in the way that we, you know, add to our standards.
That really leads into the next question, because I frequently talk about consumers, like when I'm, you know, having those hard days that founders always have, especially in the journey, you know, consumers are the ones that are, you know, really the lifters for me. They'll tell you how you're doing.
Absolutely.
And, right. It's so great. Everything, you know, you definitely have feedback. Maybe something, you know, comes around, but the majority, I think, are the positive comments. If you've got the kind of community that you're talking about that I know you're
so lucky. I mean, I even think about yesterday, we got an email from someone who we're testing out. As we introduced our third product, we needed to kind of adjust our fulfillment, you know, the sexy world of fulfillment. And so we changed it up a little bit. It actually was to what we thought was a better experience. And as it was going out in the world, we started to realize, oh no, this is not a better experience. And we were sort of on the fence trying to figure it out, and got an email yesterday from somebody who's been with us for, you know, many years, and was like, you know, hey, this is not a good experience. You guys, I expect better. And I'm like, thank you so much. You know what? That is exactly what we needed. It is the, like, you know, the tough love that we needed. And it was, you know, it was great. It's not always rainbows and unicorns, but it's always really helpful, I think.
Yeah, definitely. We've had people for years who have been huge fans of the product, and, you know, maybe they don't like one of the flavors that
we have.
And it might not be that they're excited about all 20 flavors. They don't eat every single fruit in the grocery store either. But I think that there's definitely more positives that come from having that kind of feedback loop that you've got with your consumer, for
Absolutely.
Sure. So people who start companies, founders and entrepreneurs, definitely hear a ton of no's along the way. I think it's something that entrepreneurs, people who are thinking about starting companies, nobody really talks about that. And you talked about, you know, sort of facing your fears and not afraid to fail and all of those things. But it's hard. It's hard to hear that, you know, your baby's ugly, or, you know, or that we're not right, or that this is not going to work for us for some reason, or, you know, maybe an editor along the way, you've had so much positive feedback, but maybe an editor didn't like the product or something. And it definitely, you know, bursts your bubble for the days. How do you deal with the no's and kind of the highs and the lows?
I think ultimately we have a very strong North Star. And that's not to say that we're blind, or we're not taking in those, you know, the criticism, because it's important also. But, you know, we're also not working on these timelines that you kind of have to just get things out so fast that, the reality is that, like, many skincare or any businesses, they're on this, like, product innovation, this new product schedule that is just so fast and furious that there's really kind of no way for them to get things right at the very beginning. I mean, it just, do you know what I mean? It's like, that's not even their point,
yeah.
Right? It's just really about kind of getting things out fast to have that kind of constant marketing loop. And so I will say, with product, we spend so much time developing product. I mean, there is so much research that goes into it, so much development, so many formulations, that with product, I'm always really confident when product goes out the door. I mean, it's only happened 3 times, right? So, and the first time maybe doesn't even count. I don't know, that just because I didn't have all these kind of, I didn't have, like, this beautiful world of customers who were expecting. But I don't think I go into it thinking everyone's going to love everything. Right. Yeah. Like, we have a very, very specific point of view, and the levels and standards of craftsmanship and quality, and which drive performance, are so high. Not every product is probably going to be for everyone. We certainly design it for all skin type.
Yeah.
Right. But somebody may not like the scent. Somebody may not like that texture, what have you, you know? So I'm, like, okay with that. Right.
I love the idea that you're okay with thinking differently too. I mean, you're...
Well, Kira, I don't have investors. So I get this very generous, very purposely. We don't have investors. And so I have this very generous timeline that we all get to work on.
Which is so, so nice. So
I feel very grateful. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really, really great. So being an entrepreneur is one of the most challenging careers. It's a choice, right? Definitely. It sounds, you know, super glitzy, but it's definitely, can be stressful. It can be very rewarding as well. But we all have you know, stories along the way where we learned some big, big lessons. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talked a little bit about this, maybe on the fulfillment side, but is there anything else that is sort of like you just, you know, kicked yourself in the head and said, oh my gosh.
I mean, big and small things probably every day. I mean, I think for me, team has always been a challenge, mm-hmm. and not in a way that I want to create a space where everybody can kind of have like this extraordinary, I want people to have the like work experience of their life at Fitness Daughter, right?
Yeah.
And creating the atmosphere for that is really important. And understanding when people are right and when people, maybe it's time for something else for them, I think is something that I am constantly trying to improve. You know, there's that famous quote that I love, and I'm going to kind of wreck it, but it's basically around this, you know, along these lines. I think it's Jim Collins, but again, I might have just destroyed that too. But it says, you know, team eat strategy for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And so this idea that you can have the most incredible kind of like foolproof strategy in the world, but if you don't have the team that is there to do it and properly motivated, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I, you know, team is the thing that I think about most.
Yeah. Well, and I think that the people that you've seen have really, you know, probably been the best part of your team are the people that are most passionate about what you're doing and they love the product. I think that people who, you know, go to work every day and don't have a connection with the product don't really get that. I think it's actually very difficult. We've seen this with Hint when people, you know, came to Hint because they loved the product and, you know, the reason behind the brand, the story, all of these things. And then they leave, they really have a very difficult time in their, you know, because they don't know what else they might love. I could totally see that being the situation with you. And it's part of, it's the environment. There's a lot of aspects and touch points to that as well. But I think it's such an important thing. And I know it happens in the wine industry as well. You become so...
We at Vineyard's Daughter, we talk about it as like it's joyful rigor, right? We feel like when you're doing the best work of your life, you are that there's a joy that comes from that. Mm-hmm. Not the same joy that comes from like eating ice cream, but do you know what I mean? But like there is this like this joy to high performance that we're really interested in.
Yeah, no, I think it's so true. So how has your company changed from the beginning, like from launching that?
Well, I mean, listen, it used to be like me doing everything, right? Like I remember I would make the, you know, the UPS trip every day and I'd be like struggle to get there before cutoff every day. I remember driving there one day, getting there and realizing that like the hatchback of my car, not the hatchback, but the, you know, the trunk had opened up on the way there and all the packages had come out and me just being like, you know, just like a wrap on the side of the street. And so they, so gratefully somebody recovered those for me. But you know, it's come a long way since then, right? I've got a team, but we're not, you know, it's not huge. We're a team of about 25. I would have told you before COVID, before the pandemic, like I wanted everybody to be in the office working in the Bay Area. And now we are distributed. We can hire, you know, like the best people from almost anywhere, which is really exciting. You know, I had one product, now I have three. So it's, you know, there's a lot of things that have changed kind of cosmetically. But, you know, our mission and our values are always have not only have they remained true, I feel like we've gotten so much better at like really defining them and being able to talk about them.
Yeah, no, I think it's so interesting. I just ran across this video from Steve Jobs. I'll have to send it to you. I'm probably going to butcher the quote, but he talked about how important it is to you as the founder need to keep reminding people what that mission is and why you're doing stuff. And you know, employees won't ask you for that and team members won't ask you for that, but it's like so critical. When I think about your company and sort of everything that you've built, it's not just about having a great product, but it's also about really sharing your why, which is what you do. And that's why everybody is so engaged with it. So it's super great.
Thank you.
No, really, you. Really great.
We talk about it. We kind of look at it from three pillars. We talk about having you know, we want to have a profoundly positive impact on our community's skin, on their lives, and our world. And obviously, you know, having a positive impact on our community skin is through our nutritional, performance-driven nutritional formulas. Having an impact on our community's life is, you know, first and foremost through this idea that we talk about of positive beauty. So much of beauty is driven by insecurity and fear. Words like change, improve, transform, anti-aging, right? That really create fear. And we want to use words that create joy and confidence and gratitude in your skin. And that's what we, right? And that's what we talk about with positive beauty. We want you to walk away from any engagement or interaction with Bittner's Daughter feeling good about yourself, not feeling like you need to change or transform or fix or all these other like horribly gaslighting words that get used all the time in beauty. And then thirdly, a positive impact on our world. We, you know, 2% of our top line revenue is given to charities benefiting women and children, which we're really proud of. And it's exciting to see that number grow every year. And then we are, sustainability is something that has been woven into our company from day one. We got our B Corp certification this past year, which we were really excited about.
Amazing.
And so, you know, to have those kind of three anchors of our, of this positive impact that we want to see in the world is again, this like really strong guiding force in everything we do.
Do you see more beauty kind of going in the direction that you've been speaking about? And I just think you've been leading as an example. And
I hope we have. And I feel really strongly about it. I would like to think yes. I think like with anything, and I don't know if I can use this word to apply it to this world, but hopefully you understand what I mean. But there's a lot of kind of like performative things happening in this world, I think, you know, and it's also really hard to be true to it, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're all so ingrained in it all day, every day. So, you know, you're writing copy and the next thing you know, you look at it and you're like, oh my God, I just said the word transform and change and fix and all these like ridiculous gaslighting words, right? And so, you know, I think it's hard, but I think it's extraordinarily important. For us to be true to. And I, you know, yes, I hope we are inspiring companies to do it. I think it's got to come from the founder.
I think you are leading, you know, definitely in a great example of this, but from a consumer perspective and also from a fellow founder, I feel like there are a lot of people that are following your example and in the beauty industry.
I hope so.
And I think that—
I hope so. Thank you for saying that.
No, I mean, I think that they're really changing and it's— you know, less is more, you know, as a trend, I think is definitely happening. So you touched on the North Star a bit. So I'd love to hear, last question, like, what is April's North Star?
I mean, in one word, it's like this idea of truth and connection, or I guess that's two words, but that's what I want to build. You know what I mean? That's what I want to build in every interaction I have. It's what I want to build when people have connection with their skin, both when they're putting product on with the, you know, just the formulas themselves, but also the actual physical connection you have placing it on your skin. I think it can be really, really powerful. And again, this idea of truth and positivity and creating that like joy and gratitude and confidence.
I love it. Well, it was such a pleasure to talk to you and thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing the story and all the great insights and conversation and all the info on your website and all your social platforms, et cetera, so we can follow everything going on. We'll be in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. Please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my book, Undaunted, which I share my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks everyone for listening. Have a great rest of the week and goodbye for now. Before we sign off, I want to talk to you about fear. People like to talk about fearless leaders, but achieving big goals isn't about fearlessness. Successful leaders recognize their fears and decide to deal with them head on in order to move forward. This is where my new book, Undaunted, comes in. This book is designed for anyone who wants to succeed in the face of fear, overcome doubts, and live a little undaunted. Order your copy today at undauntedthebook.com and learn how to look your doubts and doubters in the eye and achieve your dreams. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free case of Hint Water. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Send me a tweet at Kara Golden and let me know. And if you like what you heard, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Thanks for listening.